Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing. Always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. And a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Hey, it's random thought in the car time.
Got it right.
Yeah.
Nice job.
What you want to random about?
I don't know. At this point, everything's random.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry now, too.
We're apparently doing intermittent fasting, but not by choice.
Jeez. We've been a little busy the last 48-ish hours, 36 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been moving out of our house, which means taking every ounce of dog fur and cat fur out of our house. It means erasing the fact that we exist, basically, out of our house. All clothing, all personal items, all bathroom things, all kitcheny things, like food.
I left something behind just so they'd know for sure it wasn't theirs.
What did you leave behind?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. That was a perfect setup, man. You didn't even go for it.
I know.
Oh, my God. This is a terrible random thought.
Because I had everything in mind that wasn't.
So we're on our way to Bangor, and we're going to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert. Is that how you say it?
Lynyrd Skynyrd, yes.
All I know is they sing The Simple Man and The Sweet Home Alabama.
Wait a minute. How would you say it? Lynyrd. Lynyrd, because they're wise. Lynyrd.
I would say Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that Lynyrd right? Skynyrd, yeah. Or is it Lynyrd? Lynyrd or Lynyrd?
It's not Leonard.
No, not Leonard. Lynyrd. Is it Lynyrd or Leonard? Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Just like you'd say Lynn with a Y.
Lynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
I don't know.
Look it up under your dictionary.
I didn't listen
really
to them as a youth.
Me, right?
Or as an adult. Or as anything. But I know those songs.
Name one. Name one.
Simple Man. All
right, name
and
two.
And then The Sweet Home Alabama.
Name three.
Red light. Oh,
God. You've got to go to the eye doctors, because never once did you see that light in its red color.
I did, as we drove underneath it. It turned red. Yeah. I totally saw it turn red. And according to the popo of one you used to be, that means that you ran the red.
Not really.
In Ellsworth it is. That's what the Ellsworth police chief told me.
Run this one though.
So yeah. So anyways, I don't know Lynyrd. I don't even know how to say their name. But we're doing this for you.
I know.
And we're doing cheap seats. Which
you're awesome.
Is because there's mosquitoes.
I don't know how awesome that'll be, but.
It's a bring your own blanket seat. And apparently a lot of people get their knives confiscated. Because that was a big fact underneath the about the concert venue. They're like, what do I do? Oh, it was commonly asked questions, and one of them was, what do I do if my knife gets confiscated? And I'm like, why are you bringing a knife everywhere, bud? That's right. You think it's going to be buggy?
Not there, no. Probably not.
Is it going to be super cold? Because
I don't know, it is on the river, so.
I tried to dress like I would blend in, so I have holy jeans and stuff, whereas Sean's wearing a fishing shirt.
You know, there's a lot of connotations to a fishing shirt.
With jeans with no hole.
It's not a t-shirt with a bass on it.
Oh, no, it's like a nice Columbia t-shirt that's too big on him now because of keto. I'm sorry, it's not a t-shirt. It's a blue long sleeve shirt with multiple pockets.
Yeah, it's a fishing shirt. It keeps the sun off you.
I thought you were...
It breathes. Does it dry fast? What?
I thought that if you go to Leonard Skinner, you're supposed to wear flannel. Or
I
a black t-shirt.
I didn't bring any flannel to the camper, dude.
Do you own any flannel?
No, yeah. I think there's like some flannel pajama pants in there, but they're blue and white.
Oh, that's just another whole level right there.
But I didn't bring them with me.
That's, I just got out of the hospital and I have to make a stop at the grocery store level. Which, we know someone who did that.
I did? Really?
Yeah.
You?
No, the nice guy who drives taxi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he showed us all his, like, boo-boos. He lifted up his shirt and produce.
He probably wasn't supposed to be out of the hospital.
I don't think so. There's this really nice guy in town and he drives taxi, but he had an accident, not while he was driving taxi, but because he was very tired, he rolled over the car. He had, like, massive road rash everywhere and stuff. And then they gave him a medicine, I guess.
Oh, that's right. He had reacts.
And he reacted to the medicine. Like burns. Yeah. Yeah. And so then he had to get life flighted to another hospital because we live in a rural place. And then we saw him in the grocery store like the next day because I guess he had enough of the hospital. And he was wearing his flannel PJ bottoms and a shirt, but he lifted up his shirt in produce in order to show us his boo-boos, which were still really really extensive. But the best part was watching other people walk by while we had that conversation. he might be at this concert.
Right in the salad area.
Right? No, it wasn't. Actually, I said produce, but it was like the poultry meat part. It was Yeah, it was like where all the frozen chicken was.
You had me convinced it was produce, totally.
It was not. We initially saw him in produce, but he did the shirt lift over at me. Okay. Anyways, if you're listening, hi, we're still...
That was pretty random right there.
That was amazing.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
What are we going to eat? We couldn't wait until after.
No, I'm not.
We're going to go to, like, Texas Roadhouse. They close.
Oh, I don't know, but we can stop this random thought and I can go look it up. Goodbye. Hey, it's Random Thoughts in the car on our way back from
Texas Roadhouse.
Leonard Skinner
concert. It's a full night.
It's a very full night. Drove by a whole bunch of popo.
Yeah.
They pulled someone, not us, over.
No, they wouldn't have caught us, but...
They were on the other side of the highway, and the guy in front of us braked. And they were like a quarter mile to a half a mile away. And he braked.
Paranoid.
Like, that doesn't look a little guilty, buddy. Come on. And at the concert, there were these three really tall men standing next to Sean, who's a tall man. And it's dark out, right, when they show up. And one of them, I don't know, he looks like 800 years old, but he's probably like 60, maybe.
He's probably about 60, I'd say.
And he had like one of those black Bluetooth little phony things in his ear, right? Which is like not Leonard Skinner concert fare, honestly. And then, like, he was wearing black sunglasses. Standing there with his arms crossed, not wearing clothes that looked like everybody else's. But it was nighttime, and he was wearing black sunglasses and had this weird little headset thing in his ear. And if they were undercover, they were the worst undercover people I've ever seen because they did not blend in at all. Apparently.
Excuse me, and that was a pretty hard place to not blend in.
And it was really cold, and there were women with shoulders all bare and tank tops and stuff. And I had an epiphany, and I realized, and Sean hit the phone, but I realized that I will never sacrifice warmth in my attempt to look hot.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what you said you realized.
I did. And I probably should have realized that because I don't think I ever have sacrificed warmth in my attempt to look hot. But I just actually had that realization. Like, oh my god, I would never do that.
That's hilarious.
I can't wear a tank top because my body's not made that way.
A what?
A tank, like a tube top.
You know those tube top.
You know those things where you don't have straps. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
that's not possible. Did you have any epiphanies at the
concert?
Yeah.
No epiphanies.
Sean sang along, and I had another epiphany, which is Sean is a good singer.
See, that just doesn't. That pretty much devalues your other epiphanies.
No, it doesn't. Never sing, like, it's not like I hear you sing along to Lynyrd Skynyrd normally.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because
we never hear that song, their songs, huh?
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta figure it out. Oh my god, I'm tired and sore.
We're old.
We're not old.
Sean's tired and sore.
It's because you never rub my back and let me get to sleep.
What?
Awake until
no, you snore, buddy.
And then give me a massage while I sleep.
Buddy, that will wake you up.
If you do it just right, I will not even snore.
That's not true. That's just a lie you're trying to bribe me with.
Writing tip of the pod. That caught me off guard because it actually didn't fail the first time we tried it. Go ahead, love.
We're technical wizards.
Yeah, we are.
So the title of this episode is Writing is Not Terrible Rant, and we went to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert, and let's talk about the guy who rolled over his car and showed us his body in the meat section of the grocery store.
Yes.
But that was a little long. So we shortened it to the Writing is Not Terrible Rant.
Carrie's having a bit of a rant this episode. Oh, like she almost had a miniature one right there. Let's blame it on her going to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert last night, even though she had a wonderful time.
It was very interesting. But here's the rant. There is a lovely, funny author who gave a speech recently saying that writing is terrible and that it is 100% okay to complain about it incessantly and completely professional to do so. And everyone's like, oh yeah, girl, preach it, in their fellow white woman author ways. Except for me.
Can I interject here for 1 second? I would say that you're very incredibly smart, because why would you choose a career?
What, will you let me get to this? Because this is my rant, buddy.
Obviously, we know this is an unrehearsed thing. Yeah. Roll on, baby. Roll on.
All right, so as you know, I don't care what's professional or not, as evidenced by this podcast, and I never have. And I know that this might not be a popular opinion or a popular podcast for fellow writers, but whatever, right? Because we got to speak our truths.
We don't give a fuck. That's right, baby. We got to speak the truth.
Okay, but what I do care about is people being miserable. And if you are miserable writing, and if you hate writing, think about that for a second.
That's what I'm saying.
If you hate writing, what is it, man? Why are you doing it?
Right? Not something you should be doing.
We have this one tiny life, allegedly, to create things in, to communicate, to live, and to experience. So why are you choosing, as a profession, in which you're probably not going to be making that much money anyway, to do something that feels terrible?
I agree.
Yeah.
Why?
And what is it, especially for children's book writers, but all writers, what is it telling the kids out there when all the writers out there, those of us who actually do it for a living, are saying, ugh, writing is terrible, it's so hard. Do you think that's encouraging literacy? Is it encouraging a love of reading? Is it a love of writing and written word that's happening right there?
No. Definitely not.
And it really bothers me. And it really bothers me that all the other writers are like, yeah, it's okay to complain about it all the time. Yeah, it's really hard and terrible. Yeah, let's whine.
But why? It's like it's an ego thing. Oh, I want people to think I'm so good that I'm killing myself on a daily basis just to promote literacy and stuff that I allegedly hate. That makes
the act of doing. Yeah. Right. So, like, here's the big secret. You don't have to suffer. You don't even have to suffer for your art. And I think that's part of what this all feeds back into. There's something wealthy people in power spoon feed us
The artist is starving. The artist is suffering. The artist is not supposed to be happy because then the artist cannot create, right? You're allowed to rejoice as you create. It's okay if you enjoy living and being. That doesn't take away your art cred.
No, that's the only way you should be doing it, no matter what kind of art.
Yeah, and you should find ways to do that. And yeah, sometimes the things you love might feel terrible, but that's sometimes. That's not all the time. Don't let it be all the time. It's just like a relationship, right? Like, some days it's going to suck. But if it's every day that it's sucking, there's a problem there.
Does ours ever suck?
No, hell no. Never. So you deserve to have joy, too. You deserve to create in a state of wonderment and exploration and passion. And you're allowed to craft your stories while you're happy or excited, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be crafting your stories when you're happy and excited.
And you should enjoy that excitement. And the outside forces, they can make our lives terrible without any of our help. So don't help them, because you deserve better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want us to not make that like a little summary?
I got a summary for you right here.
Okay.
You shouldn't be doing anything for a career or anything that you want to brag about if you cannot make it fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they always, well, at least when I was growing up, it always seemed like the lowliest job on earth was a ditch digger. Like, that was minimum wage. Hard labor. But you know what? Even a ditch digger has skills. Because a ditch is useless if it doesn't have, like, the proper slope and stuff like that.
Ditches are important.
So if you can't make something important and exciting out of your job, go find another one. And that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface on, you know, loving your job and seeing the true importance of it and stuff.
The thing is, with writers, a lot of people choose to be writing knowing that it's not their main job, or knowing that they're probably not going to make more than $5,000 a year at it. So it's a choice to be a writer. It's not even like the necessity of being a ditch digger, and yet...
Right, to earn a living.
Yeah.
You're definitely making a choice.
And yet it's still like, oh, writing's terrible, it's so hard, I hate writing, let me pull out my hair.
Right. That's ludicrous.
I don't get it. And it's hurting kids.
Yeah.
And it's hurting yourself.
Right.
Right. So, like a person's life, a writing life has highs and lows. Whenever possible, choose highs. And whenever possible, choose things and adventures that will make you happy. But more than that...
give yourself the space and permission to allow yourself to be happy. Was I supposed to say that exact thing, that whole paragraph? Because I totally failed you on that one. I came up with my own thing.
You're failing me more by telling everyone that we wrote that paragraph for you to say, and then you failed to say it, honestly.
Why? I'm the failure, not you, baby.
We're supposed to hide our failures. That's how people in America are.
No, man, that goes along with the whole thing.
I know, that's the point. That's the point.
If you can't accept your failures and learn from them and rejoice in them, oh, man. That's hard being perfect. Dog tip for life.
You want to say it?
Well, heck yeah.
Alright. Say it.
Enjoy the smells, man.
Ooh.
Smell that smell. Ooh, that smell.
Ooh.
Can't you smell that smell?
Woof.
We got that from Sparty, of course. He's a dog. He smells everything.
But everything. It's true. Enjoy your life when you can make the choice to enjoy it.
You're not going to stop the smells. You might as well enjoy them as they roll across your freaking nostrils.
You know what? If writing's hard, that's okay. But enjoy the fact that it's hard.
Don't complain about it.
If you're going to choose to do it and you find it hard, then like the adventure of the hard parts of it.
See,
you
know, that's
like
what I was challenge. Saying right
Yeah. Here. And stop saying that writing is so hard and so terrible, because children will be affected. And we want a literate country where people love writing and reading and sharing their ideas and communicating in the most effective and resonating ways. Like a good bark.
I don't understand why you choose to be a writer if you want to complain about that.
I don't know. I feel so lucky I get to be a writer.
Yeah.
Like, so lucky.
I know.
So
if you can write and make a living wage, you should definitely feel lucky.
And you should have fun creating. Like, have Be happy, people. Stop, we want you to be happy. I never rant, and I want them to be happy. That's how important it is.
You never lie, either.
I sometimes lie.
Sometimes you rant.
Well, I know, but it's usually really important to me.
Everybody rants. Well, yes, you are very good about that. You always rant about things that are very important to you.
Maybe that's the nature of the word rant. I don't know.
Yes, man. Of course it is. Why else would you rant? If you don't care about something, why would you rant? Ranting takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's not easy work.
I don't know. Some people get addicted to ranting, though.
Like me.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I could spend a whole 12-hour... half a day ranting some days, can't I?
You could.
Last time we drove to Canada.
Yes. Oh, that was terrible. Terrible. Yay.
I ranted about everything.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert?
I had a good time, though. Thank you for taking me, though. I really appreciate our evening together. And Texas Roadhouse was a real treat as well.
Yes. And even though I was a little worried about going to the concert because it's totally not me.
No, it was totally an experience for you.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was an immersion experience.
It was amazingly interesting. I saw a fight!
It was like taking a 4-year-old to Disney World.
I saw two ladies fight and I totally thought that one of the ladies had fallen down and the other lady was trying to help her up. And I was like, Sean, go help them. And Sean was like, no, back up. Like, what? And he's like, no, back up. Like, but the lady fell down because he's so strong. I thought, oh, and he's, you know, knows what to do. And then it turned out they were fighting.
I told you.
Which proves that I have no situational awareness.
And of every little...
I'm like a dog. I have no situational
every
awareness.
Every little upheaval that we saw last night. What was the gender?
Women. It was all ladies. All the ladies were fighting. All the men were like super touchy-feeling and saying the F word to each other.
They were hammered.
And they were super hammered.
Also were the women.
But they weren't fighting. They were just like rubbing each other's backs and giving really long hugs. And
yeah, they were also choking. So they're in the manly, playful way.
Yeah, there's a lot of like fake chokeouts. Yeah. And like, but the ladies,
were actually brawling.
The ladies were brawling. It's terrible. It's terrible. But really intriguing. And I had to wear a blanket because I got so cold.
Yes, you did. It was a little chilly.
But a nice lady at a bar that we walked by
said she liked your blanket.
I know. So ladies can be friends too. Once you're out of the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert and into the real world again.
You had fun, right?
Yeah. Is that anything about smelling the smell, though? That was our dog tip for life, was smell the smell.
Oh, I don't know. We got
enjoy your experiences.
We got a little random. That's right.
Enjoy even if it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert and you're more of
you gotta step back.
30 Seconds to Mars type person, like, it's all right, man. If you're used to listening to Handel or Beethoven or anybody normally.
God, now you're putting me to sleep.
All right. I'm going to make him go to like an opera or something because that would be the only fair thing.
Don't believe her for a second.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to like freaking Hanson.
Why do you hate me? Hey, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where two random married people give you writing advice after randomly talking about random thoughts and then tying it all in with their dogs. Because, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a literary podcast, right?
I hope people get some stuff, you know, some good information out of it in regards to the writing field.
I don't know. In regards to the living field matters, too.
But does it really matter?
Nothing matters.
If they laugh once, sorry to interrupt, I think we're a success.
The music we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Night Owl. Hey, Sean, can people like and subscribe to our podcast?
Yes, they sure can.
Where can they find the words that go with it?
The word... Dogs are smarter than people podcast. Whichever platform you're using, please like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind. Right, man?
Oh, I can think it's at least a little bit humorous.
I've started giving 2-minute writing tips on my channel on YouTube, Carrie Jones Books.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all of 5 views on there. And you can hear my book, Baby, and get art on Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, again. It's the only place you can read this one book that I will never try to get published anywhere else. It's that special. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July. It's co-written by Steve Waddell. It's scary. It's one of Publishers Weekly's what?
Buzz Books for Summer 2019.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And you can link and read the first chapter on my website
That's
as
so
well.
So close.
I know.
To being out.
And yet it feels like it's never going to happen. Also, I'm a writing coach and editor. If you need help about writing your story and develop and a mental,
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Developing your mental what?
No, developmental edits or an editorial assessment because I'm such a professional.
Oh, you are.
I used to be a newspaper editor.
Talking and reading are pretty much two specific skill sets. See, I can't talk either.
We'll never be able to use this clip again.
We're not public speakers.
No.
We speak in the private of our own clothes closet.
We record in a clothing closet, which is another hard thing to say. But you can donate to us on Patreon so we can actually pad the walls.
Yeah.
And we're about to go move to the camper, so the rest of the summer will be camper podcast.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Or whatever it is you do.
Hard. Hard. Thank you. Final words?
Rest in peace.
Dear God.